Another day, another unknown. It could bring your biggest order yet, or a new cyber threat. Whatever happens, Comcast Business will keep you ready with a network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with a great offer from Comcast Business. And for a limited time, ask how to get a $650 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle when you buy online. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 9/21/21. Call or go online for details.
Reverend Fred Nile, leader of the Christian Democratic Party, thanks for joining us on Flow today.
My pleasure.
Now, I've picked up that you've mentioned you ran a similar bill to what the federal government announced on Saturday when it came to people suffering adverse effects from vaccination. Can you just explain the difference between the two?
No, they're virtually identical. The government has adopted my bill, that's all. And I'm happy for the government to be adopting it and promoting it.
So, but the government's announced this is a bill to indemnify or protect employers if an employee sued them. But was your bill more focused on giving compensation to employees if they suffered adverse impacts, if they got a vaccination and then something bad happened with their health?
Yes, it covers both those aspects.
So what was the main driver for you moving that bill? What was the main reason you wanted to make that change for when it came to vaccination in workplaces?
Well, I've been hearing lots of reports about some of the negative impacts of the vaccinations on people. That's why there's a bit of opposition to making vaccinations mandatory, because some people aren't very happy because of those side effects that are occurring.
And so your party, does it have a policy on whether people should or shouldn't get vaccinated? What's your party's opinion or your own opinion?
No, our party policy is that it's a free will issue, up to each individual, what the individual wants to do. They shouldn't be forced to be, shouldn't be mandatory that they should be vaccinated by the government. It's up to the individuals.
Yeah, and then there's these pressures that are brought to bear on individuals by government, state and federal ones, saying, well, you can't enter a state unless you're vaccinated, or you can't work unless you're vaccinated. Do you still believe that leaves room for that free will to operate?
Well, obviously, it's becoming very limited because the governments are bringing in all these other requirements and saying if you're not vaccinated and you can't come onto the property. We're even having a debate in Parliament right now. If you're not vaccinated, can you, and you're a member of Parliament, can you come into Parliament?
Actually attending Parliament itself?
Yeah.
That's very challenging, I guess, even for an MP then, if you don't wish to get vaccinated. How do you keep participating via video link, I presume?
Yes, you have to work out some other improvisation, which is not very easy to do.
No, well, that was what we heard from other MPs. I think Helen Dalton from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers said the Parliament was a bit antiquated when it came to establishing video links.
Yeah, that's right. They are having technical problems at the moment.
Now, so what the federal government's announced on Saturday, does that mean you let your bill lapse? Are you still pushing forward with that, or you're happy with the federal government scheme?
I'm happy with the federal government scheme, but that's a federal one. I still like to have one on the state level, so I'll keep pushing it on the state level as well.
Yeah, because that's a federal compensation scheme, but I guess the New South Wales government isn't at the moment of making itself available to compensate people if they suffer adverse impacts from vaccination at the state level.
That's right. That's why we need to have my bill.
I see. Well, Reverend Nile, look, thanks for clarifying what your bill is about. Much appreciated and great to have you on the Flow Network.
Good. Thanks for the opportunity.
When you're making money moves, you've always got to be moving. You see it, you need it. You're buying here, paying there, you're taking the next step. You want to treat yourself.
You deserve it.
But you're being smart. So now you're a hunter of rewards. Life is a series of search bars and work-life juggling. So let's make it easier.
Phew.
Pay, save and grow all in the same place you bank and make money moves with CommBank. Can lives here. Terms and conditions apply. Consider if appropriate for you.
Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect just about everything, which means having really fast Wi-Fi matters. A lot. That's why Xfinity is breaking the gig barrier and delivering Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. It's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Can your internet do that? Introducing Gig Wi-Fi. It's the fastest Wi-Fi you can get, and it's only from Xfinity. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Advertised Wi-Fi speed requires gig internet and compatible gateway.